So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello there, deep divers. I'm saying hello to you from Calgary, Canada, Alberta. I am here. I've made it. And me and the crew are staying currently at Cam's parents' house because Cam Adair, who opens the show and tells a bunch of jokes and handles a bunch of the logistics. This dude is from Canada, and his mom and dad are awesome. His mom bakes like the most incredible gluten-free donuts and cinnamon rolls and pancakes, and everything's gluten and dairy free. And yeah, she's like next level. And so we've been just receiving the most amazing hospitality. And today we are going to head into the city of Calgary for the first time, because really we've been, we took a day to just rest and relax and enjoy the home feel. You know, it's cool going to a different country and feeling like you're welcomed by family. So that's been really cool to experience. And yeah, she's on Instagram actually. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, you probably haven't seen my Insta stories, but I'm doing stories from the road, and I've posted pictures of the food that we've been eating here and the donuts and things at adam.roa on Instagram. And then Wheat Free Mom is his mom's Instagram account, and I'm pretty sure she has more of a following than I do. So she's awesome, and really appreciating her right now in this moment. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to let you know that there's an opportunity to enter to win a free ticket and a signed copy of my new album, Permission. Yeah, I have finished my new music album, and it's called Permission, and it is so awesome. I'm so excited to share this. It's not available for purchase anywhere. It's something that I'm not going to make available to anyone outside of those who attend the show. So people who are attending the shows are going to have the opportunity to purchase it there before anyone else does. So there's like at least another month before that happens. But I want to, you know, find fun ways to go about this. And one of the things that I've decided I'd like to do is create a little bit of a contest. And this is eligible for all of you who've already bought tickets, and for those of you who are were planning to anyway. Basically, there's four steps, and I'm going to let you know them, because if you don't do all four steps, you're not eligible. So, one, buy a ticket to the show. Make sure you use your email address that we can identify as you so we can verify it. But one, buy a ticket. Two, write a post on Facebook saying which city you're attending so that I'll be able to know and look for you. And also the reason that you decided to go, because I want to hear what it is about this that called you to be in attendance. So that's two. Three, hashtag permission to think freely. That's so that I can find your post. If you don't use that hashtag, I won't be able to find you. And the fourth one, tag four people. You're going to tag me and then three people that you think would really enjoy it. And that's how we're going to, just as a tribe, we're going to spread the word, and we're only going to spread it to people that we really feel would get a lot of benefit from being at the show. If you're listening to this and you don't know what I'm even talking about, what this show is, I encourage you to listen to the last musing I did called Permission to Think Freely and Owning Your Awesome. So I really dive into what this show is about for me. And anyway, I'm going to select a winner for the next three Wednesdays, the 23rd, the 30th, and the 6th. So even if you're listening to this after the 23rd, there's still two more chances. And I'm going to select those winners, and you will win one free ticket. So you can bring a guest or a date or a family member, and then also a signed copy of the new album. And so really, really excited. Really excited about this. And yeah, this is just a fun way to get the tribe involved and spread it. And I appreciate all of you who are going to partake in this little contest. And for those of you who are not, I still love you anyway. Thanks for joining me for the deep dive today. What I am wanting to talk about, what's like present for me right now more than anything, is something that came up as we were having a group meeting from the road yesterday, which is that, there's two aspects of this, and I'm trying to decide where to start. I think I want to start with trust and surrender, okay? There's this really, you hear about the word surrender, right? You hear how in the spiritual community, people are talking about what it means to really surrender into the flow. And you can't surrender, truly surrender, without trust. Because as you're surrendering, what allows you to fully surrender is the trust that you have of what you're surrendering into. And so for me on this tour, right, there's a large aspect of this, which is fully surrendering to my higher self, my intuition, the part of myself that exists beyond time, spirit, God, like whatever we want to use to describe it. What I am talking about is this part of me that recognizes that I don't have it all figured out. I don't know what the results are going to look like. I actually have no idea what this tour is going to open up and reveal about me, for me, to me, through me. I have no idea. And in many ways, I could come up with 1,000 reasons why I shouldn't go on tour, especially why I shouldn't go on tour to a country that I've never even been to before. And every time I checked in on it, it was like, this is what you're supposed to do. This is where you're supposed to be at this time. So go for it. And a while ago, I've made these commitments that I will continue to follow those intuitive guidance points and those little hits of inspiration. And there was a moment for me very recently, maybe even 2 months ago or something like that, where I surrendered my entire bank account to spirit and my higher self and said, listen, I'm getting the music album was what I was considering actually at the time. And it's tens of thousands of dollars to produce a music album. And I said, okay, there's so many reasons why I feel like it makes no sense for me to record a music album. One of the big ones being, I don't consider myself a musician and I don't have interest really in like touring as a musician. So how am I ever going to sell enough copies to make the money back? And like all of these thoughts. And every time I would meditate on it, it would be so clear that that's what I'm supposed to do. Make this album, make this album. And so at a certain point I said, what's the main reason why I wouldn't make the album? And the main reason that kept coming up, my main resistance, was the cost. I was like, if spending tens of thousands of dollars on an album that I may never see the ROI financially from, that was something that's how I was evaluating it. And so it was a money thing for me. And through this process of understanding that and recognizing that, and also recognizing that I've always been taken care of by following my heart, my passion, my intuition, well, I surrendered my bank account to spirit. And when I say I surrendered, what I'm also saying is that I surrendered into trust that I would be taken care of. That's what I was surrendering into. And so in that moment, when I said that, I made this agreement. I said, as I will continue to follow my higher guidance, I will continue to follow these little bits of inspiration as long as I have the money to do so. And so I said, yo, spirit, if you want me to go on tour, if you want me to make a music album, if you want me to do these things, well, as long as you provide me with the funds to do it and the very clear direction where I can feel it in my soul that this is what I'm supposed to do, I will continue to honor that and I will do it. And so here I am on tour. And last night we had a conversation and I was talking to Monique, who's the opening musical act for the show. And you know, she was talking about how much trust how much trust and surrender she's experiencing to come on the road and do this. Not being sure how it's all going to work out. Not being sure how she's going to make the amount of money that she would necessarily make just focusing with the other part of her brain, like focusing on coaching or workshops or like the traditional way of doing things that we're so often told we need to do. And this idea of following your passion, following your art, getting paid and getting paid really well for that. There's a lot around that. I can speak to that as an artist, you know, someone who's been in the entertainment industry for a decade. Being paid for your art and creativity is really special. And there's so much tangled in that web because almost collectively, there's this idea that you shouldn't be paid really well for what you love to do. Think about for that for a moment. Like your passions, it's like, well, you should work hard and then your passions you should be willing to do for free. And so there's just this thing that I can speak to personally as an artist, like what it means to say, no, I want to be compensated. I want to be paid for my art. I want to be seen for that and be able to live as a creative, have my creative energy be the thing that's sustaining me, sustaining my living. And so for all of you, I want you to know that, you know, this tour is not a slam dunk. It's not a home run in the sense of as of right now, the time of recording this, right? Tickets are selling every single day, which is wonderful. And there's a minimum number of tickets that we would have to sell in order for me not to lose money. And we aren't at that number, right? So at the time of recording this, I'm still in this space where, is it possible that this winds up being something where it's a cost for me, it's an investment for me rather than like something that makes me money? Totally. And I'm surrendered to that. I trust that if that's the case, then that's what it's supposed to be. And so for you in your life, the reason I feel like this is so important and I wanted to share this is because I want you to see that where I'm at right now, if in any way you respect it or look up to it or are inspired by it, which I hope you are on some level, if that's something that inspires you, that I'm doing this international tour, well, then I want to make it like super authentic for you to let you see that it's not all figured out. It's not a guarantee the way that I think we often project onto people. We're like, oh wow, they must be super successful. They must be very rich. And so much happens behind the scenes, guys. This is a giant leap of faith. It's a giant leap of faith. And the reason I felt like this was important to share it, because believe me, there's a part of me that recognizes, oh, would it be cool to be seen as like, yeah, he's this international touring creative coach and he must be super successful. Like there's an ego part of me that can feel the attachment around that. And then there's this other part of me that recognizes that what is most beneficial to all of you, even like for those of you who are going to the show or for those of you who aren't going to the show, for those of you who are really interested in seeing behind the scenes. And that's the thing that I feel like I'm all about, which is let me let you behind the scenes in all of it. And you can see what it actually looks like to take the leap of faith, to surrender and to trust before you have any guarantees, before you know what it's going to look like or financially what it's going to be or even how it could make sense. Believe me, there are people in my life who are like, it doesn't make any sense. And the thing is that anything that makes sense, like fully makes sense to you, is probably a limitation. If it actually makes 100% sense, then that means that you can fully wrap your logical mind around it, which means that no part of it exists beyond your comfort zone. No part of it actually will exist beyond who you currently are. And so if you are calling in a life of expansion, if you want to constantly be growing and shifting and challenging yourself into becoming the absolute most powerful version of yourself that you can be, then there's going to be an innate quality of unknown to everything that you do. Because there's going to be aspects of it that you can't foresee, that you've never experienced before, that you can't even like logically comprehend because you've never been through it before. In many ways, if there's not some unknown, if there's not some risk involved, if it's not a leap of faith in some way, even if it's a small, tiny like hop of faith, if there's not that aspect to it, then it's a limitation. You're playing it safe. And so I hope that this podcast that I just did here for you helps you see that even the people that you're seeing doing it don't have it all figured out. The only difference is, for me, I've embraced the fact that I don't have it all figured out. I'm making it a part of it. We had a meeting yesterday, like I was talking about, and we discussed with the team, how do we bring people into the authenticity of the fact that we're figuring this out as we go. And I encourage you to do the same thing. I encourage you to let go of this idea that you should have it figured out. Let go of this idea that in some way you need to be able to see the result before you take the action. Dive into the unknown and watch as you expand into a version of yourself you didn't even know was possible. That's what I'm currently doing. That's what everyone, that's what Ryan and Mike and Cam and Monique are all doing. And yeah, it's scary. There's definitely parts of me that recognize there's fear in my system. And that fear, I get to be with that. I get to meditate on that and say, wow, what am I actually afraid of? And then because I've identified it, that awareness now gives me the choice to choose something different. That's how we expand. We see all the areas of ourselves that are limitations and we say, that's not me anymore. That doesn't resonate and I'm going to choose something different. And sometimes that means I need to go get support and I hire a coach or I go to a workshop or I attend Permission to Think Freely, this show. I do something to give me a little bit more awareness or support to let go of those limitations. This podcast can be that if you choose it. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for doing the work and doing it on behalf of yourself and also all of us. I want to remind you that you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.